You're listening to SBS News.
In the coastal town of Marti, 50 kilometres east of Athens, gutted cars line streets, melted by the intense heat of the wildfires that swept through. The fast-moving fires trapped people in cars and on the edge of cliffs, forcing them to jump off to survive. Among the survivors is Finnish tourist Jakob Mäkinen, his wife and two teenage children.
We ran through the streets, along the streets, and then we were caught by the fire, so kind of surrounded. We had to go to into the water and dive there so that we didn't burn our hair and heads there. And then we waited several hours until we were rescued.
Hundreds of people sought safety on the shoreline, but even there the fire got so close and the smoke so thick that dozens swam out to sea. Weather conditions were rough and coast guards have recovered a number of bodies from the water. In the burnt-out shell of her home, a pensioner combs through debris to see what, if anything, she can salvage.
It's a huge disaster, huge. Look, even my dress has sparks from the fire in it, sparks that were falling and would have burned us. Luckily, we went down to the port in time and stayed there until dawn, and no one came to offer us anything.
Panayotis Dagalos is also combing the ashes next to his gutted car. He has blisters on his arms and his legs are bandaged. He's looking for any personal items belonging to his wife. The couple had been packing up their things, believing they had time to escape with their three-year-old son. But with the flames approaching and the street congested, he said they must abandon their vehicle and run to the sea. In the chaos, they got separated. He thinks she was killed.
I took my baby and ran towards the sea, while my wife, I didn't know what happened. I think she burned herself here.
26 of the dead were found huddled near the top of a cliff overlooking a beach. Some families with children found clasped in a last embrace. Their proximity to the water was not able to save them from the choking smoke and fast-moving flames. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed no Australians were caught up in the blaze. Greece has issued an urgent appeal for help to tackle the fires. Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says the Australian government stands ready to provide assistance.
As a country that is very familiar with the heartbreak and tragedy of fires, and as a country that also has one of the largest expatriate populations of Greek nationals of anywhere around the world, we deeply empathise with those who are caught up in these tragic fires in Greece.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.